19. In Delaney's apartment, every window now had a view of the earth. She said, "The vote did go against him, you know, Ben, quite heavily. I doubt that he'll give up, though. If there's friction with Earth during the building of the stations, public opinion on the moon may swing back."
"There needn't be friction."
"No, there needn't. In any case, there are no happy endings in history, only crisis points that pass. We've passed this one safely, I think, and we'll worry about the others as they come and as they can be foreseen. Once the starships are built, the tension will surely subside considerably."
"We'll live to see that, I'm sure."
"You will, Delaney."
"You too, Ben. Don't overdramatize your age. You're only 48.
"Would you go on one of the starships, Delaney?"
"No. I'd be too old, and I still wouldn't want to lose Earth in the sky. My son might go."
"Ben?" "Yes, Delaney?"
"I have applied for a second son. The application has been accepted. Would you contribute?"
Denison's eyes lifted and looked straight into hers. She did not look away.
He said, "Artificial insemination?" She said, "Of course. The gene combination should be interesting."
Denison's eyes dropped. "I would be flattered, Selene."
Selene said defensively, "That's just good sense, Ben. It's important to have good gene combinations. There's nothing wrong with some natural genetic engineering."
"None at all."
"It doesn't mean that I don't want it for other reasons, too. Because I like you."
Denison nodded and remained silent. Selene said almost angrily,
"Well, there's more to love than sex."
Denison said, "I agree to that. At least, I love you even with sex subtracted."
And Selene said, "And, for that matter, there is more to sex than acrobatics."
Denison said, "I agree to that, too."
And Selene said, "And besides, oh, damn it, you could try to learn."
Denison said softly, "If you would try to teach." Hesitantly, he moved toward her. She did not move away. He stopped hesitating.
End of The Gods Themselves by Isaac Asimov. Narrated by Patricia Redding LeClaire in the studios of the Division for the Blind and Physically Handicapped for the Library of Congress, November 1977. For special distribution as authorized by Act of Congress under Public Law 89-522 with the permission of the copyright holder and the publisher, Doubleday and Company, Incorporated. If you experienced any difficulty with this recording, please tie a bit of string around one of the container straps before returning it. Place the defective recording in the container, braille side down, for identification.